You've just got a bunch of 30 more hungry people today. What's changed here in the kitchen?
The intensity level. It's super busy, and they eat a lot of food. Six-day runners seem to eat more than the 10-day runners.
Why would that be?
I don't know, because I think they're so enthusiastic and energetic and full of life, and they don't know what to do themselves, so they eat.
Can you describe, I see some peppers, onions, and, I don't know, some kind of
fennel?
Fennel, okay.
Yes.
And are you making a soup of some kind?
No, I'm making amaranth pilaf.
That sounds really sophisticated for a runner. But they like to have good foods, that not necessarily like bread, water, potatoes, rice. That's a myth.
Don't believe it, folks.
They're changing.
So how do you decide, like, for example, making this particular dish, that it would be a good one for the runners?
Well, you have to balance out all the areas of food, like protein and carbs and vegetables. Amaranth is very high in protein.
Okay. When's it going to be ready now? I mean, it looks like we're a long way from being ready, but...
Yeah, you got to basically start about 2 or 3 hours in advance when you're making dinner here. 100 people.
So, I mean, 2 or 3 hours in front of dinner, 2 or 3 hours in front of everything else means you're cooking literally all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's nonstop. Because in between meals, there's snacks, and they eat a lot of snacks, so you're putting out... like 3 snacks, different snacks between lunch and dinner. And soup? That's never ending.
Now this is year two. You came away from year one battle weary or happy or content or a big success.
Well, I'm back. There must have been something good about it.
Yeah, I don't see the stars, 5 stars, 4 stars on, but you got good reviews, I think, right?
I think so. People seem to be happy. It's the love that goes into it, of course. We've got such a great team, you know. We all have joy.
So, could you just point me to... I see something happening over on a stove here. Who is this, and what are they doing right back here?
This is Marama. She's from New Zealand. And she's making polenta squares.
Polenta squares?
Yep. Sun-dried tomatoes, olives, and feta cheese.
So it was Marama?
Marama.
Marama, hi. Can you tell me a little bit about your polenta here? I see some sun-dried tomatoes, olives. What's going into it?
Well, first of all, the polenta needs to be made up, and that's just from a powder. Powdered so that it needs to be turned into a grain. And then add salts and spices and the olives and all the rest of them. And
have you ever made it before? Is this something brand new?
Never. I have no idea what I'm doing.
And so you don't know. Hopefully it'll look like a square of some kind. Now this is the first time you've worked with Nandan over here, in a big kitchen crew like this. Is it shockingly hard, difficult, fun, somewhere in between, or what?
It's one of the coolest times I've ever had. Most exciting times.
And what makes it so cool? I mean, it sounds like you're cooking all the time.
Well, Nandana and everybody else, they're so amazing to work with, and it's just so much fun to do everything together, I guess.
And maybe today you'll have discovered some brand new great dish that you like forever and ever.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Now, over here we have...
Tijini from Germany.
Now, Tijini, what are you doing? Look like you're autographing these these things in a special calligraphy. What describe what you have in front of you. You have a bunch of plastic containers and a big list of names.
Right. I have a really important job. You know, I have all the boxes, and we have all the helpers, and they need to all get food. So I have the list here, and I just write the names on the boxes.
So presumably someone just has to find their name on the box, and that's going to be their dinner.
Right.
What's going to go into that particular box that I see there?
I think salad, like usually, and then whatever is the dish for the dinner, I actually don't have a clue.
Well, you have one thing here wrapped up in tin foil. What would that be, do you think?
Just some wrap. I don't know, you know, just came to the kitchen, I don't have a clue. I just signed the
box. I'm just doing my job, folks. I'm following orders.
Exactly.
I'm labeling.
Just, yeah, that's, you got it, yeah.
How are you enjoying the... you cooked for the 3100 last year, right?
No, I didn't, but I did the kitchen last year also for 10-day race.
The 10-day race. Is it any different this year than last year?
I mean, we always, like, the team is switching, but it's always a really brilliant atmosphere, and Nana was the chef also last year, so it's just really nice to work for her and just to go with the flow and to support the runners somehow, you know? It's just, like, I love it. I mean, I can do this every year.
Now, you know, literally, we can hear the voices of the counters of the runners going by, and you know, you could almost feel that they're, in fact, they are just a few feet away zipping by and getting a snack, and they'll come by and get this later. You're right in the thick of things, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's just like we try to uplift them, but, you know, they also uplift us when we're working, and just, like, such an amazing thing. It's like, yeah, it's like a really spirit.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.